We appreciate you coming on to help us celebrate a big round numbered show.
My pleasure.
What's been going on? How's your summer been so far? I see you were, I watched a wonderful rendition of the national anthem down at the Charlotte Knights game.
Oh, that was kind of impromptu. It was a three hour rain delay in the anthem when they finally got going at 9:45. The person who was scheduled to sing the anthem had already bolted.
Oh.
So the owner of the team turned to me and goes, "You mind doing the anthem?" I said, "Let's do it." So it was rather impromptu.
No, I got very excited. I saw your tweet that you were going to be there, and there were bobbleheads, and I was hoping they were John O'Hurley bobbleheads.
They are. They were Jay Peterman bobbleheads. They are the JFK Golf Club bobbleheads.
Wow. Now, I need to get my hands on one of those.
we'll have to get a pair on your one of your hands there, yes.
You've also got the third season coming up, actually over the weekend, episode one of The Lion Guard. What a wonderful show, and what a stellar cast you're a part of there.
You know, it is a fun show. That one caught me by surprise. I did one episode, and they had so much fun with it that they called me back for a bunch more. So the character is kind of hanging in there. And then also the other show that I really like, Phineas and Ferb, I've heard, through a little birdie has told me that I just recorded the movie for it, and I heard that ABC is bringing that back. Disney's going to bring back Phineas and Ferb, which would be fun. I think it's one of the great series ever done.
Oh, I would love that. Around my house with my 5-year-old son, we are big fans. We can't get enough of Roger Doofenshmirtz.
And his evil brother.
Yes, indeed, yes. Although, you know, clearly, the right one is the mayor of that community.
Yes, he's the least interested.
It's great too. I was watching premium cable the other night, and I looked up, and there was Swing Away, and I got a chance to watch it a second time. Well, what a wonderful film that is!
Oh, it really is. It's a wonderful little charmer that we shot in Greece. It really is. It has, we didn't shoot it for very much money, but everything was on the film. It was just a beautiful experience, and so many wonderful, happy accidents, happened to make that movie happen. I have another one coming up very soon called Walk to Vegas with the Van Patten brothers, if you remember them.
I sure do. The World Poker Tour.
It is an absolutely delightful film, I think. And Roger Roper just gave it a huge thumbs up and really, really enjoyed it. It's out on, I believe it's out for pre-buy now. And you can buy the show, but you can actually buy the movie before it's out in the theaters.
Excellent. We'll look forward to that. We're talking with John O'Hurley here on Downtown. Tough weekend for our Red Sox. I don't know. There's still some time left in this season, but it's always rough to follow a World Series championship.
Well, it is, and they just don't seem to have it's like when one side is strong, the other side isn't, and they haven't been able to depend on their starting pitchers, sadly, this year. I mean, they have such talent, but they seem to be finding a way around them. But I always believe, there's a lot of baseball left, and, they can, this is the team that's capable of going on a 10-game win streak. So all things, no bets are off. Wild card's still in contention.
Have you had a chance to get out and play much golf this summer?
Not too much. I did play up in Tahoe. Been a very busy summer. Actually the family has moved. We moved, within the LA area, but that involved selling the house in Beverly Hills and packing up and moving out towards the city of Westlake Village, where my son is going to be going to school. So it's been a big upheaval this summer.
Have you had a chance to get back to New England at all?
Well, we did had our wonderful time in Vermont, which we do every year for about 4 or 5 weeks, and a lot of fishing. Turned out to be a great, great time, and great weather this year as well.
You posted something recently about some additional work that you'll be doing with SUDEP, Sudden Unexpected Death in Epilepsy. I know what an important cause this is for you. What are some of the things you'll be doing to raise awareness and raise money?
Well, I lost my sister to epilepsy back when I was 16 years old, and she was 17. And it's It's a syndrome within epilepsy, and it's called sudden unexplained death, and you termed it exactly right. SUDEP is the acronym for it. But the problem is they don't know any way, they don't know why it's caused. It's absolutely a mystery. So several years back, the Epilepsy Foundation of America put out a challenge to the researchers, and it was called the Biomarker Challenge for SUDEP. And basically what they're trying to do is establish the biomarker, the database that is common to all cases, so that they can go back and start to begin to attack this, one step at a time. They have so I'm raising funds now for this biomarker challenge, and they're at the goal line. They've had hundreds and hundreds of applications over the last several years. They have 25 that are down into the proof of concept stage, and they now have three projects that they say they term them as home runs. So I'm busy raising the money necessary to get those over the goal line. And I'm going to take the next 2 years to do that.
Well, that's wonderful work. We wish you well with that. By the way, we've asked listeners to vote on. Out of our 2,000 shows, our greatest moment in show history. And one of the five finalists is you doing a lost J. Peterman monologue a few years back. And boy, it's getting a lot of votes. That may end up as the greatest moment in our show's history.
Well, that would be quite an honor. I hope some sort of trophy goes with that. I'll put that on the mantelpiece.
Oh,
that's wonderful.
Huge trophy, no question about that. John, we just want to thank you for your wonderful support and willingness to come on with us through the years. It's much appreciated. We're big fans of everything you do. Thanks so much for coming on today, and I'm sure we'll check in with you again in November.
I'm a big fan of yours too, Rich. You're a great interviewer and a wonderful host.